Welcome back. Show number two. It's the Card Show. Chris McMonagle, Big Mac, C-Mac, whatever you want to call him, doesn't matter to me. Craig Carton with you all the way to 7 o'clock tonight. Phone number to join, as always, 888-808-1019. I've come to a stark realization of my life there, Big Mac.
Mm-hmm.
And that is, as a sports fan, I am not allowed to have good things. I'm not sure if it's because of the things I've done in my past or in a previous lifetime, but I have come to the ultimate conclusion that people like me, yeah. I don't mean handsome white guys either, I mean people that were born under the rock of Jet fandom
right. Are
simply not allowed to have good things. Case in point, we get the little end-of-year press conference and an opportunity to also maybe look forward a little bit with Darren Mooji, our general manager that we know very little about thus far, and, of course, Aaron Glenn. And I'm sitting there, and I'm punching myself in the face.
I would have helped out.
You would have been my huckleberry
in
that one.
Out.
And I'm listening to them. I'm going, they don't get it. They don't get it.
Mm-mm.
Today was not the day, especially for Aaron Glenn. I'm going to keep Mooji out of it, okay?
No.
I think Mooji's done a decent job. Obviously, the trades he made to get us more first-round draft picks, if they pan out, knock on wood, then Mooji's done a good job year one into being the general manager. But Aaron Glenn doesn't get it. And that's a problem for me as a Jet fan. This is the guy that told me as a Jet fan, if nothing else, no guarantees of my record or wins or losses, I'm going to put a team on the field that you Jet fans can be proud of. I'm still looking for a quarter of football.
You got to wait.
When I looked at my children's and I said, children's, daddy's proud of his football team.
Yeah. No, nowhere to be found.
Never
no pride.
Happened.
No pride. No proud. And yeah, listen, I agree with you. I mean, and he was promised, like you mentioned, he promised us. Part of it was he knew the Jets.
Yes.
He knew the
fan base.
He played here. He gets it. He gets the media. Well, he handled that about as poorly as
possible. He hates the media. The media hates him.
Yeah, pretty much.
He was kind of disrespectful to the fan base. We don't love him either. Mm-hmm. There's a good portion of us that think he should have been replaced. Some people say, no, you give him a second year. Whatever, whatever. He's coming back. He's our head coach.
Yeah.
But the reality is that he's also, you could tell one thing about Aaron Glenn, and I learned this probably about 2 months ago, to be fair, and it was reiterated without saying the words at today's press conference. If and when, and again, this is like, you know, the belief in Santa Claus actually coming down your chimney
right. And
leaving you milk and cookies. He could leave me a filet next time, but you get the point, right? If you don't think that Aaron Glenn is going to be an arrogant, douchey, standoffish, bow out your chest and peacock around town, mm-hmm. if and when the Jets ever win, then you are not seeing what I see. That is a guy that is dying for a teeny little bit of success so he can tell all of us how great he is.
Yeah. Let's see the
right? Success.
I think every Jet fan would sign for that. I don't care what kind of... You could be Bill Belichick on the Cincinnati. You can be the pump your chest out and be ornery with the media. You can be all of that if you win.
Bing.
If you win, you can't go
0-7
and handle that. And then, I mean, you're dancing around it. The comment we listened to and we watched that he made about expecting the idea that this organization and this coach...
This is going...
Could look the fan base in the face
yep. And
say, I expect you to be with me. We heard it from the Mets owner after a promising season and a run to the NLCS.
Yeah.
You didn't fill up the building. I expect you to be there.
And Mets fans did that.
And they reciprocated.
And what happened? They had the greatest attendance record
right. Of
all time.
Yep.
And they didn't make the playoffs.
Right.
And now the owner of the Mets is calling you a bunch of idiots
on social
media.
And getting off
but
Instagram.
But Aaron Glenn, this was a great opportunity to be humble.
Humble.
To be vulnerable. To tell the fan base, I get it. It sucked.
Yeah.
And I don't deserve to come back. I'm grateful that I am coming back.
Yeah.
I think I'm the right guy to turn it around. You can say that stuff, but there was even an edge of cockiness today.
No doubt.
Like, I'm sorry. Yes, you were a very good football player.
Mm-hmm.
I wasn't. I respect what you did as a player. I respect the fact that you were part of a coaching staff in Detroit that turned the lines around. You get credit for that. It's why you got hired
yep.
to be the head coach of the New York Jets. But, man, someone over there with the Jets, I know who to talk to. I'll pick up the phone later on my way home, and I'll help him out, a little media tutoring,
tutorial.
Okay? The reality is that this was a lost opportunity for Aaron Glenn to salvage. Not that it would have been a lot, to be fair, because when you win three games, we're not happy, right? This would have been such a great moment to say, fans, I get it. Mm-hmm. I'm with you. I'm embarrassed. I was humiliated. I never saw this coming.
Yeah.
All the stuff that we've all been saying.
Yep.
And yet, what did we get today? My expectation is that Jet fans buy season tickets and show up in droves and support. Yeah. Like, what?
No, I expect you to be there, and I know. I know I'm going to be better.
That's I'm the guy.
I know. Listen, I could tell you, going through 1 year, I can point to a handful of things. Anyone can point to a handful of things that you are going to be better at because you cannot be worse. So he stood up there and said, I expect you to believe in me. And I know after this year, there's a ton of things I can be better at. Clearly, because you were awful at everything.
Yep.
You know what scares me? Honestly, listening to him and listening to him in the press conference at the when he first got hired, watching the season, he is someone who has completely fooled the owner.
Yeah.
Fooled the rest of that organization.
Yeah.
With coach speak. Because he's the culture guy, he literally just speaks in platitudes. He speaks in these generalities. He speaks in these, I expect, listen, we're going to get better because we're going to be a tough football team. Oh, what do you expect in the defensive coordinator? Well, someone I can work with, someone going to be compatible
with. Right. Like, he doesn't say anything.
He doesn't say a damn thing other than I know because I've been doing this for forever. I know we're going to be better.
I don't have a problem with confidence. I don't have a problem with a guy saying, look, this is what I've done in the past.
Right.
This year was a failure, but I can point to my experience in Detroit. I can point to my experience in other cities. I can point to my experience as a player on bad teams that then got good. I'm good with all that stuff. I really am. But this particular case, it's like the Grinch stole Christmas.
Yeah.
And again, I want to be fair to Aaron Glenn. I've never met Aaron Glenn. I'm sure we will at some point. We'll do our show from training camp, and it'll be a hootenanny. Oh, it's August. It's great. The Jets are perfect, right? And all that stuff. And fingers crossed we have a good – well, you do that in the cold anyway.
Yes.
Fingers crossed we'll have a great draft and free agents, all that stuff, right? The reality, though, is it was a missed opportunity. And I want to be very fair to Aaron Glenn. There is nothing he could have said today that would have made me happy.
Yeah.
But
that is
there's
true,
a lot of things he could have said today that at least I would have said, okay, I got you. Mm-hmm. I feel you. I understand what you're saying, and I respect what you're saying.
Yeah.
I didn't get that today.
No.
And I
think what he should have done, too, instead of saying the right thing, because I do agree with you, to be fair to him, I don't think there's anything he could have said.
No.
But you started
outside
the show.
Of, I'm stepping down as head coach.
Right, right.
Like, can we find a Bill Belichick cocktail napkin somewhere in the building and give Aaron Glenn a napkin and a pen and say, just out of curiosity.
Right.
Do you want to be like Bill Belichick?
But it was also an opportunity for him because you said we're going to put Muji aside. Now, whether or not Muji has done a great job, I think he had a good draft, and he was smart enough to say yes to two ridiculous trade offers. Let's be fair.
Yep.
Like,
it was like the Jamal Adams deal.
I can't knock him, but at the same time, they were obvious. He got two first-round picks for Sauce Gardner. Like, if you say no to that, you're an idiot.
Correct.
But he got the trades. Congratulations. So, but at the moment, to be sitting next to a general manager where I think most of the fan base is happy with. The draft went okay. The trades were excellent. There's some confidence built in that man right there. Let him lead the press conference.
Yeah.
Just sit there, say a couple of things. There were a couple of times where the question was asked to Muji, and he stepped in. He's like, let me answer that too. No.
Yeah.
Sit it out.
Right. Muji at least can point to some positive things he's done. And you're so right. Let him be the voice of the franchise.
Let him just speak. Everyone's okay with him. He's answering the questions. He's giving you names. He's giving you reasons to believe. He's giving you the players that they brought in, what he's thinking about with the future. Like, right now, you are toxic. You need to understand half the fan base, if not more, want you gone. Stop telling us there's reason to believe, and let the man who's actually running things right now speak, and don't answer questions that weren't asked to you either. Like, it's just, let it go.
I also have one other issue.
Okay.
It's more of a vocal crutch type of thing.
Yes.
But it's like nails on a chalkboard to me. And maybe only to me. I don't know. I'm different. I see the world obviously a little skew from most people, and I totally get that. So I'm just going to give it to you and just tell me, did you notice it? Did you hear it?
Mm-hmm.
It's becoming a trend, actually. All right? So I think you might know where I'm going with this.
I think I do.
We'll find out. The Giants do it, too.
Mm-hmm.
This is not just me picking on the Jets, okay? The Giants have done it as well.
Yeah.
There's a new there's a new way to answer questions, apparently, at NFL press conferences, okay? And the new way to answer a question, when you don't have an answer ready and you're stalling for time as your brain tries to figure out what can I say that's not going to tick off fan bases or embarrass myself.
Right.
I'm going to give it to you right now.
Please do.
All right, hold on. I don't do a lot of impressions. This is my best one. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
I understand the question.
I understand the question.
Is it because I said it in English that you understood it? I wasn't speaking Somalian.
I know.
I didn't ask you to invest in a daycare center in Queens, right? I spoke English. I said to you, why do you think the Jets will be better next year with the two of you coming back?
Yeah.
I understand the question. Well, yeah. I'm so glad you guys understand the question.
Right. That's half the battle. Understanding's half the battle.
And the only reason to do that is to delay in your answer.
No doubt.
It's a panic move of, well, that's a tough question. I don't have an answer right. Let me just put words out there so I can say something that I don't just look stupid.
It's the answer of a leader of a football team who's got three wins. Joe Shane had said it was identical.
He said it a lot.
He said it a lot in his bye week press conference a few weeks ago, a month ago or so.
I understand the question.
I understand the question. And you know what it reminds me of? Like, you're 100% right. It reminds me of when I would have to answer essay questions in English. For English class.
Yeah.
And you would take the first two sentences of the question
and
repeat them in your answer.
To like take space.
Take up the space of the first half a paragraph.
Yeah.
It was just like, oh, listen, I understand the question. I know why you're asking it. Yeah, we all know why. Yeah.
So the question was, why should I come back, period?
Yeah.
A couple spaces.
Right. Yeah, exactly. It was like, the French Revolution was an interesting time period for the entirety of Europe. Like,
And then
I'd have to actually come up with something.
Well, look, we'll get all your calls. Obviously, you got some Giants stuff as well. Cliff Kingsbury's now officially available. But there's one other just real quick thing. It's kind of sports. It's not sports at the same time. I spoke about this morning on the podcast. There is a rumor. I want to be very clear about this, all right?
Mm-hmm.
It's just a rumor. I suppose I'm being a rumor mongerer.
No.
I don't like to be that guy.
You know, like, that's not you.
But
there's many things said about you.
Thank you.
But that is not
I'm not a big rumor mongerer.
No.
I'm not. That being said, I'm fascinated by this one because, look, we're all NFL fans. As you may not know, I love America the Beautiful and the Star Spangled Banner, two of my five greatest songs of all time. And I'm always interested in who's going to sing them at the Super Bowl. And now that we're into January and the playoffs, I don't know if they've announced it. I didn't see an announcement as to who's doing the two songs, but there's a rumor out there. And I saw the rumor online today, and the rumor is that Stevie Wonder might be asked to do one of the two songs.
Fantastic.
I want to be very clear. I'm not reporting it. I'm not saying it's happening. I saw some random account on Instagram say how great it might be that Stevie Wonder does the anthem or America the Beautiful.
I would love that.
So I decided to go into the internet hole for a second today, and there's a picture that comes up, a current picture, of Stevie Wonder, and it's baffling to me. It is one of the most confusing pictures I've ever seen in my entire life.
Of Stevie Wonder?
Of Stevie Wonder.
Okay.
He's wearing a watch. Why? I don't understand it. All right, so now, I want to let that sink in, all right? Why would Stevie Wonder be wearing a watch? So, as you know, yesterday, our producer, nameless producer, until he earns the right to have his name mentioned on the show, kind of foobarred the opener of the show. It sucked for him. It's all good, though, right? So I sent him a text message before the show. He's like, hey, anything on your mind you want to talk about today?
And this was on the forefront of your mind. Yeah, of course.
So I said, matter of fact, there is. Why is Stevie Wonder wearing a watch? It makes no sense. This is what our producer wrote back to me. To tell time. Thanks. I was unaware of what a watch is for. It doesn't answer the question, why would a blind guy be wearing a watch? And by the way, it wasn't like a Casio where you could push your button and it says, the time is 6:43 a.m.
It wasn't a Braille watch or...
I don't know if they make Braille watches or not. It was like a nice, like a Rolex or something.
Yeah.
I don't understand why he's wearing it. Unless
style.
You believe, as many people do, including Shaquille O'Neal and others, that it's all a ruse.
That he's been lying about being blind.
That Stevie Wonder is not blind and never was. Let that sink in. Because to me,
how did we get here?
There is no other explanation for why a blind guy would be wearing a watch unless he's not blind. So we're going to keep an eye on it.
I'll think on it.
Follow this story very closely.
I will follow it very closely. I think the answer is probably just
style. Yeah. Exactly.
Why would he wear colorful clothes? Why would he?
Does he know that he is? I don't know. Like, you think they tell him what's on? I don't know. I'm confused by the entire thing. But it's sports
and you're confusing
related.
The rest of us.
Because he might be doing the anthem. Or America's
Beautiful.
Well,
he's an incredible talent. So,
yeah,
I love Stevie Wonder.
Do you?
You don't?
Of course I do.
Well, everyone loves Stevie
Wonder. Have you ever met anyone that said, overrated?
Take him or leave him?
That's a great Stevie Wonder. All right, let's get your calls going. We got Giant stuff coming up later on. We have a huge story from Met Country later today. It's got nothing to do with Mets baseball. But I think you'll like it. It's a little bit later on. And some Nick reaction to last night's embarrassing loss to the Detroit Pistons, a team I told you yesterday is the only team I'm scared of. But I ain't sweating it, dude. I am not sweating it at all. We'll tell you why later on. Phone number is 888-808-1019. And here is Big Rich in Scranton. Richie, what's going on, kid?
Hey, great. Thank you for taking the call. It's great to hear you back on the radio.
Thank you.
Before I get the thing, I just want to say, the Jets, they should trade back for their pick and get a quarterback in free agency, because there's no way Dante Moore, he's a one-year wonder. We know he's not going to start next year, and the Jets aren't going to be any better with him.
Well, Rich, here's the thing, and I appreciate you calling and the nice words. I do very, very much. It's a weird thing to come at us with right out of the gate today.
Yeah.
Right? Like,
sports?
Like,
I know. So weird.
Like, this is a reason, like, no offense, not everybody should call a radio show. Like, the first call out of the gate is the Jets shouldn't draft a quarterback at two, and the guy that they're going to draft is not going to be very good. Like, you've seen him play 30 games, right?
Come on. Overnight Chris can take this one if you want.
No.
You can roll this right over to Overnight Big Mac.
Great call for overnights.
Let's go.
Not a great call for 2:15 in the afternoon, which is why the producer does not have a name.
Strike two?
Yeah, that might be strike two. Here's Tommy in Cranford, New Jersey. Tommy, you're on the fan. How are you?
How you doing, guys?
Great.
Good. How are you, buddy?
I'm doing good, thanks. Craigie, first of all, welcome back, number one. Number two, I was going to give your producer kudos today for getting on the air on time.
Yeah, that's a good thing. Yeah.
But now I got to take it back because of the stupid answer he gave you about the watch.
Yeah, I agree. Another strike.
So, what are you going to do?
Well, I know what I wanted to do.
remain nameless for the time being.
Yeah, he does not have a name. And there's a lot of guys that have already started prepping their resumes for Monday's show next week. But I appreciate it, Tom. Thank you very much.
Yeah, there definitely was a circle of people who rejoiced at 2:05 yesterday.
There's blood in the water right now. I had guys I've never met saying, if you need a producer, I'm free. But the guy that's currently doing it, nice guy.
Really?
Totally nice guy.
Great guy.
Let's take a quick break. We'll get your calls on the Jet press conference and the Jets overall. We got Giants coming up. We got some baseball later on. Tons of good stuff. And it's a weird thing going, just real quick, having done national shows, for the last 3 years or so, and now coming back here, and obviously the main focus, as it should be, is New York, New York, New York, et cetera. I just wonder from you, just keep in the back of your head, we'll get to it later on. Okay. I'll give you a quick thing, and we can pass over it if you want. Do you have any interest in Thursday night or Friday night? Or are you completely focused on NFL playoff football, Nick basketball, and, hot stove action? Like, is there any part of you that's like, I want to get into the semifinals or no? A little bit?
Yeah, I mean, a little bit. A little bit. A little bit.
A little bit.
A little bit.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Not a lot.
Not a lot.
A little bit.
A little bit.
Okay. I'm just checking.
No, I mean, listen.
I haven't decided to bring it up yet or not, but
local.
Got it. Okay. Just asking.
That's me, though.
I'm just asking.
But we can bring
it up. Just asking. See how it plays out.
My brain.
Your call's coming up. Thank you for listening. My man right there is Big Mac. He's got some words for you.
We're coming to you live from the Town Fair Tire Studios, powered by Town Fair Tire. Nobody beats Town Fair Tire. Nobody.